There was also the requisite dismissal from Bill Gates. I still think that some mixture of voice, the pen, and a real keyboard, in other words, a netbook, will be the mainstream, he told Brent Schlender. So it's not like I sit there and feel the same way I did with the iPhone, where I say, oh my God, Microsoft didn't aim high enough. It's a nice reader, but there's nothing on the iPad I look at and say, oh, I wish Microsoft had done it. He continued to insist that the Microsoft approach of using a stylus for input would prevail. I've been predicting a tablet with a stylus for many years, he told me. I will eventually turn out to be right or be dead. The night after his announcement, Jobs was annoyed and depressed. As we gathered in his kitchen for dinner, he paced around the table calling up emails and web pages on his iPhone. I got about 800 email messages in the last 24 hours. Most of them are complaining. There's no USB cord. There's no this, no that. Some of them are like, fuck you. How can you do that? I don't usually write people back, but I replied, your parents would be so proud of how you turned out. And some don't like the iPad name and on and on. I kind of got depressed today. It knocks you back a bit. He did get one congratulatory call that day that he appreciated from President Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. But he noted at dinner that the president had not called him since taking office.